Yeah. Are we ready? We'll call to order Board of Works for September the 8th. First up is approval of the August 25th minutes.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes as attached.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is department head reports. Animal Control's up first.
Go, baby, go, 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 go.
Bryce isn't here this evening.
Danny was being a gentleman, see?
Thank you. All right, Laura Ariel, Animal Control. Our intake last month was 73 animals. We adopted out 40, and we returned 23 back to their owners. We have our Bark in the Park happening at Greg Park, 27th of September, and adoption events at the Farmers Market. We've been doing those on Saturdays and doing pretty good at those, and anywhere that takes us.
Okay.
Great.
Four. Cemetery.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson in the cemetery. In the month of August, we had 11 services in the cemetery, two of which were cremations, two public aids, and seven regular standard burials. Okay.
And you're back up to staff? Are you back up to staff?
We're good enough. We're holding off. We don't want to hire anybody else this late in the season. And if we got to take those trees down, we want these boys that we got to have more hours later in the year so we can work on those trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,780 runs for the year. We just finished up having all of our ground ladders independently tested and certified. They all passed. And right now we're gearing up for Fire Prevention Week, which will be here before we know it. It's October the 5th through the 11th, so we're getting ready for that. Thank you.
Thanks, Gordon.
Bill Cooper, Senior Inspector. We've had, since the last board meeting, we've had 157 violations, 24 bills for grass, and 6 junk debris.
Bill, you might as well stay there. We'll move on to old business. Stoplight at 6th and Bustrin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I know that there had to be some work done to it before we even considered turning this back on. Has mm-hmm. everything been corrected?
Yes, it has. It's ready to be turned on. All they do is turn the breaker on.
And what are we doing? We're turning that light back on.
Well, it's our decision.
Ours being the Board of Works?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's not the 90-day trial basis is not correct, Mr. Rollins.
We're still within the 90 days.
Right, but we've had a business come in that said that it was affecting their business and that maybe we should consider turning this light back on. So, yeah, and I think what happens is that they said the traffic backs up in their drive up because people are trying to come out and turn left on the 6th and they can't get out because there's never a break in traffic. So,
okay. So it's a traffic flow issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even though traffic counts don't warrant that light to be there, we obviously don't want to hurt a business. And now that they're actually under remodeling and mm-hmm. all their businesses drive through right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And before they shut the light off, the disconnect was burned up. And we had to replace the disconnect, mm-hmm. run new wire up the pipe and put a new weather head on, so it's ready to go. So
the police department doesn't have any problems with the light being back on as far as
matter of fact, they would probably like for it to be back.
Okay. Yeah. So but between the Dairy Queen and the police department, I don't want to upset either one of those. So do we need a motion to all right. I'll second the motion that we rescind the do we need to make a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we place the stoplight at 6th and Bussering back into effect.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Moving to...
Dave's happy about that. That's good. I make the city attorney happy and the fire police department. I'm doing good.
Everybody's happy.
I'm 3 for 3.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. First is placement of fiber optic cable. Smithville. You should have a letter in your packet.
Elaine Stalkup, Smithville Telecom. We're here to place fiber optic line to the German American Bank on 6th Street.
Okay.
And we're wanting to go up Wheatland Road, old Wheatland Road, buried. We're here for a city permit.
Okay. And city engineer, you're aware of this?
Yes.
And you'll take care of...
There'll be utility coordination meetings to come. It's similar to, Smithville had a very similar request earlier on 1st Street. So that she's requested permission to place their utility in city right-of-way.
So basically within this email, there's three separate areas of request. One is for North 6th Street, one's for North 3rd, and one's for Willow Street. Is that right? So those are all three German American locations. Is that what that is?
Correct. The one on 3rd Street will be aerial build only.
Okay.
The one on Willow Street involves a state permit, which we've obtained.
Oh, okay.
But we just wanted to go through the city and let them be aware that we're going to do that.
Okay, so you don't really need permission from us on Willow Street. That's a
no.
state. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the aforementioned optic cable for aerial and buried build on 2814 North 6th Street and aerial only on 101 North 3rd Street.
To
be coordinated with the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Did you say Wheatland?
Well, Wheatland?
Wheatland
Road. Well, that was for the 6th Street branch, so.
Okay,
yes, that's fine. Yeah. Which, the 6th Street motion includes the west side of Old Wheatland Road. Sorry.
Actually, if you could just say in the city right of way, because we don't know which side of the road we're going to put it on.
As amended.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, John.
Thanks. Next is Red Cross MetroNet Bucket Brigade at 15th and Hart. Cheryl Ringlockman.
Good afternoon. Do I need to introduce myself?
Absolutely not. No. Everybody knows Cheryl Ringlockman.
Okay. You should have a letter of request in your packets. MetroNet's having their third annual Customer Appreciation Red Cross Day this Wednesday, August, September 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to do the Bucket Brigade again at 15th and Hart, weather permitting. If it's storming, of course, we won't be out there, except for the fire department.
No. Ever in here. Okay, so we'll approve a motion for a Bucket Brigade at 15th and Hart for the Red Cross Bucket Brigade on September 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, sirs.
Good to see you.
Cheryl. Next is extend no parking area near Riley Elementary School. Principal Susan Marshano.
Hello, Susan Marchneau, principal at Riley Elementary. A few weeks ago, we had an accident at the front of our building, which happened about 5 minutes before dismissal. So after that, my safety team got together and we changed the dismissal procedures for our students, trying to keep student safety first and foremost. With that change in dismissal, I'm requesting that we extend the yellow line from the edge of the building to the end of Upper 11th Street, which is the corner of College. Currently, we have a yellow line that extends from the one end of the building to the other on Upper 11th, but I'd like that extended the entire block. And that prevents people parking on both sides so we don't have children going between cars, gives our buses more room to go down the street, and just, like I said, it's for the safety of our children.
So, Dusty, do you see any issues or problems with that?
No. I think it's a good move. We run into problems at all with the neighborhood schools. You know, we've got a lot of traffic back and forth.
Sure.
And there, of course, is one of those that I think that'd be a good move.
So, I mean, and this truly is a neighborhood school, as we all know. I mean, are there any residents that are significantly negatively affected by doing this? I mean, obviously the rights of the kids come first, but I just want to make sure, do we need to notify anybody or?
And this is just the school side.
This is the school side, so there's no, right.
And even if we painted it yellow and even put signs that said no parking school days or?
There is a sign that says no parking school days, but people don't really regard that sign. They look at the yellow lines more. Most of the neighbors park on the opposite side of the street, so that wouldn't affect any parking for them.
Okay, all right. So I make a motion that we extend the yellow no parking area in front of Riley School. The no parking area would be from Wabash to College on Upper 11th Street, on the school side of the street.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll have Bryce out to get it painted.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next is Thursday Church Fire Run 2014. Barry Clegg,
Thursday Church here for our fourth annual Fireman's Run that all proceeds benefit the fire department. We ended at the end of Fire Safety Week. Talked to Gordon today, make sure we're all good with that. And so I'm just asking for approval.
And you're following the same route that you did the last couple of years,
Barry?
Yep, same
year, yep. Start right in front of the church on Main Street, go down and go through VU and right back and end right in front of it.
It's a nice flat route. I like it. Yeah, even an old guy can run it. So you guys are okay with the route and in that time, obviously.
Gordon definitely is.
Gordon definitely is in favor of it, right. So, okay. And anything else we need from... Barry,
I
guess not. Okay.
In.
You have insurance? Sure.
Yeah, we turned it down.
Yeah, good. Okay. So we're approving the route for the October 12th Fireman's Run 5K as submitted.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Actually, aye. Real quick, sorry, that's the 11th. There's a typo on that paper.
Oh, it's the 11th?
Yep, sorry.
Saturday, October the 11th. Yep. Okay. Duly noted. I've got some flyers I wouldn't mind giving you for another race that's coming up. That
I'll trade you then. I'll give you some for a Ryan race.
We can do it.
Okay.
All good?
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is Hank Banner from Lincoln High School Dance Team.
Hi, I'm Amy Schnelli. I'm the president of the Parent Boosters for the Lincoln High School Dance Team. And we are hosting the Harlem Wizards on November 7th at 7 p.m. And we would like permission to hang a banner across Washington Avenue. And you should already have the school's information on the insurance.
And the banner's on Washington Avenue from October 27th to November 7th. Is that right, Dan?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of a banner for the dance team promoting the Harlem Wizards performance on November 7th to hang on Washington Avenue from October 27th to November 7th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank
you.
Thanks.
Next is hang a banner for St. John's Art. Right.
Oh, yeah?
There.
Oh, yeah? I didn't think so.
Beth couldn't be here tonight, so I'm going to speak for her. The St. John's Lutheran Art and Craft Fair is November 1st, and she would like permission to hang a banner over Washington Avenue from October 20th to the 26th, and then move it to College Avenue from the October 27th until the November 2nd after the craft show. And I think insurance has been requested through Burkhart. I don't think we've have it in our hands yet, but it's on its way.
We know they're good for it.
Yeah.
Pardon me? And the dates are good.
And the dates are good.
Dates are good.
All right. Yeah, you got a busy October, don't you? we'll approve the hanging of a banner for the St. John's Lutheran Art and Craft Fair on Washington Avenue from October 20th to the 26th and College Avenue from October 27th to November the 2nd, which November 2nd will just rub salt in the wound for those people that missed it, right?
That's
right. I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, next is Vincennes First Church of God Living Water International event. Matt Carey.
Hello, I'm Matt Carey. First Church of God is wanting to do a walk for water, which we raise funds and awareness for well building in Africa. We're wanting to start at Greg Park and use the rock walkway from there all the way past 6th Street down Niblack Boulevard and then to Oliphant to Kimmel Park, where we'll fill up buckets of water from the river.
Oh, okay.
We'll have people stationed there to fill buckets for people and then walk back to Greg Park.
Carrying the water, yes. Is that what they're going to do?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sounds pretty cool. Steve's, your any questions you have or concerns or anything? Okay.
6th Street.
Go fall in the river.
How about crossing 6th Street? I mean, do we have any issues there, or you're going to have people there just to kind of?
We discussed possibly just following the traffic, you know, signals, but okay. We're up for anything. I mean, we can have people stationed there if that would.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how big of a crowd you're going to have, or if you anticipate. I mean, following the signals makes the most sense. So you're comfortable with your folks just taking a break there and walking across. Okay. All right. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the aforementioned route from Greg to Kimmel and back for the Living Water International event. And Matt, remind me the date on that.
I'm sorry, October 5th.
October 5th. And is there a time frame there that we need to mention?
1 o'clock.
It starts at 1 o'clock, yeah. And you anticipate it'll be done by 5?
We scheduled till 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 to 5. Okay.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Good luck.
Put some ice in there. Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah. Okay, next is Vincent's Lincoln High School homecoming.
Aubrey Hudson, Lincoln High School student student council president, and we are requesting assistance from the police department for the homecoming parade, which will take place on Friday, September 26th at 3:45 p.m. The parade lineup will start at 2 p.m., and because of the fact that we cannot utilize Culbertson this year, we are requesting the following streets be closed at noon to line up the parade floats.
Okay.
First, do you want me to list them?
You don't have to read them.
Okay.
And unless we just really want to punish you for being in it. No. It's nicely detailed. So, do you guys have any issues with any of that, or?
I don't know if I would say issues. Obviously, we'll have officers that are, and they already it's already lined out like we do every year to close all the intersections and to escort the parade and all. As far as those side streets, if those are closed off, what I would request, and we can kind of maybe help monitor those with officers that are on, but we would be able to.
Some cones or yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sure. And we'll try to go back and monitor like we do for the route, make sure the route's clear. But my other concern I was going to bring up is, and I'm not sure, but I know that the pipeline is starting the pipeline on 2nd Street as well over the next 3 weeks or so. And I don't know if that's going to be completed by the time that the parade's over with. So
mm-hmm. We're just one torn up city right now.
The 2nd Street, they should just be doing one block at a time, and their equipment is fairly confined. And they'll have plates and cones, barrels and stuff.
I know basically just the first couple blocks.
Second places, right?
The parade will probably end at 2nd and Broadway or.
2nd and Broadway.
Yeah. You only need the first couple blocks for the parade.
I don't foresee another pipeline being a major option.
Okay.
And the only other thing I have is JP can work with them to make sure that they know we've got a parade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's on Friday at 3:45, so.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make sure that they have everything buttoned up and roped off and taped.
Is this your first homecoming?
Yeah.
Is this your first homecoming?
I think I was here for the last
year. Okay. Okay.
Good.
It's kind of a big deal, you know.
It's kind of,
I know. We like to remind you of that every once in a while.
Yeah.
I also want to make sure that we're conscious of the businesses in those blocks between First and Second from Buster and Broadway mainly.
Do you have any other suggestions? We're open to suggestions. Right. Just Culver Center was usually our go-to
right.
for the children.
Right, right,
right.
We have quite a few more this year with the Business Football Association. They alone have 125.
Is that right?
They like to be afraid. And so
yeah.
I just want to keep the kids
yeah.
As close as possible.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we'll get through it.
Everybody have a good time.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoy the
party. Okay. So we're going to make a motion to approve the attached parade lineup of streets in lieu of Culbertson Boulevard being closed and approval of the traditional homecoming route for Friday, September 26th at 3:45. To be coordinated with the police department, Vincennes Lincoln High School, and the city engineer's office. How's that?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks. Next is Thursday Church Hot Dog Roast and Hayride.
You are not Maria Lang. I mean, it's like, good Lord.
Barry Clegg, Thursday Church, in place of Maria Lang, who's out today. She is requesting permission to use the green space at 2nd and Main for like a small fall festival for the kids. Hot dog roast and hayride. She's got the route on there where the hayride go with vehicles kind of following for safety reasons. And fire pits for the hot dogs. And so she's just requesting 6 to 8 on the 18th, Saturday the 18th.
So the fire pits are things you're going to dig?
No, like bring in the...
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
All right.
No, we're okay. Not digging.
We don't want to burn the Christmas tree lot.
Yeah, you know, no, we don't want to do that.
Okay, so we're going to approve the use of the green space, formerly known as the Gimbel Building, at 2nd and Main on October 18th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a Thursday church hot dog roast and hayride.
And you'll have a sure copy of your insurance.
Yes.
That also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have it.
Yeah. Okay. So we should be good.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks. Next is curb cut in the 1900 block of Broadway Street.
Hello, I'm Joe Fry with Hi. Fry & Sons Construction. Mr. Ham's residence wants to, or a garage. Driveway in next to his house, yeah. Right side of his house. Broadway Street.
Okay. Do you have an address for this or?
1909.
Yeah.
So John, are you familiar with the project or?
Yeah, we talked about it for a few minutes last week. I think he was going to work on getting a better sketch. And have you determined a width yet?
So you're okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'll follow up with him and we'll make sure we get the, I've already given the standard drawings.
Okay, that's what these are.
That's what
okay.
These are.
Yeah. So all right.
It'll be follow-ups and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we'll make a tentative approval of a curb cut at 1909 Broadway pending final approval by the city engineer's office.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, fellas.
Next is hang a banner for Run for Riley.
Good evening, Mayor. I'm Mark Hill for the Vincennes Kiwanis Club. We're sponsoring our second annual Run for Riley half marathon. It's the only half marathon in Vincennes, and there's also a 5K. And we had a tremendous turnout for that event last year and raised over $9,000 for Riley. So we are taking a different route this year. We're going to start at Lincoln High School and run a southern route. So most of the streets will be county roads. We might need some assistance at the entrance of Lincoln, depending on which route we take. If we go out Main Street or if we start out Hart Street, I'm pretty sure we'll go out Main Street. But the route's not entirely finalized, so we'll work with the Sheriff's Department on the route itself. So I'm asking more specifically, is hanging a banner for two dates in October that are part of your schedule there that I've cleared with Dan, and we'll make sure that he has the insurance form provided.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the Run for Riley event on November the 15th, and the hanging of the banners on the two dates disclosed.
Okay, second.
All in favor?
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
And posters and handouts to Barry Clegg. Did you get that in?
Okay. Next is bid acceptance for housing rehab project, SIDC. And that's just, I need to read this. If you remember, we took bids on
yes.
The, I need to put in the minutes that USA Construction got projects number 114, 116, 117, 118, 119, and 120. And then K&K Construction got project number 115.
Do we need a motion for that, Mayor? Or?
Do we need a motion to accept these?
Or it just needs to be reported okay. In the minutes?
Right.
Okay.
So that's just for minute purposes.
Okay.
The next is dumpster on 2nd Street near Main. Griffin Enterprises. Like.
There he is.
Mr. Miller.
Good evening, Steve Miller, requesting a dumpster permit for 4 North 2nd Street. I intend to place it there September 15th. We'll remove it Thursday, September 25th, to replace it back on the following Monday. It'll take about 4 weeks. We're going to be renovating the second and third floor of that building, so we need the dumpster to be able
to. Okay. So, Phil, or you have a question?
Yeah, that sidewalk from the building to the edge of the street is a little over 8 foot, 8 foot 4 inches. The dumpster is 8 foot. Mm-hmm. So if they get to the next of the building, I'm sure you have a sheet coming down.
Actually, we're going to have them come down the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thought it was too close to.
Okay. That's still having.
Yeah, we will, because I had a measure, and you're right, you know.
So you're saying it would be better if it were on the sidewalk as opposed to the street?
Pardon me?
You're saying it would be better to be on the sidewalk as opposed to the street?
Oh, it will be. Right. Yeah, we plan on putting it on the sidewalk.
Great.
Yeah.
They place cones around the front, mm-hmm. Right up in the back.
Right.
It's a little inconvenience for the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. They're going to renovate the whole building. So
great.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we'll make an approval of a location of a dumpster at 4 North,
I mean, second.
North 2nd, 4 North 2nd, for Monday, September 15th through September 25th, and then returning on September 29th for a 4 week period of time.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Great.
That was it. We need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Hey, Barry, I'll get that out of my car.